USA Radio News with Wendy King.
After 2 years, we'll get some answers as to what is in Robert Mueller's Russia report, but not until after the Attorney General has his say. William Barr formulated the report's rollout and briefed the White House on his plans, which includes a news conference at 9:30 Thursday morning before the redacted report is released to Congress.
He has briefed the White House on the report before providing Congress a copy, which has helped them prepare a rebuttal response for the president.
House Judiciary Chairman Jerry Nadler.
The fact that the Attorney General is not releasing even the redacted report to Congress until after his press conference will again result in the report being presented through his own words rather than through the words of Special Counsel Mueller.
President Trump hints that he may speak after the Attorney General does. This is USA Radio News.
Julie Lafrady, she's joining us with some of her favorites. Welcome, Julie. Now, we all know April normally is kind of rainy in most of the country. What are your best suggestions for those rainy afternoons to keep the entire family entertained?
Yeah, well, I'm always ready for an adventure, rain or shine. And, you know, plenty of families will be hitting the road or planning their spring break getaway. And according to Booking.com, some budget-friendly destinations to consider: Boston, Phoenix, and Biloxi, considered great for families and easy on the wallet. And this spring, the site is also offering some of those popular Easter deals, at least 20% off stays worldwide until May 6th. And no matter where you decide to go, their 24/7 customer service does make it really easy. Fewer headaches is always certainly a good thing. Well, we've got some great tips on our site, betterstuffforlife.com, and there's still plenty of time to book that next vacation.
A man has been charged with attempted homicide after running over people in Philadelphia. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
A 44-year-old man's in custody at a Philadelphia hospital after police claim he intentionally ran over three men and three women with his vehicle after an altercation yesterday afternoon. All of the victims are being treated at a local hospital. One is in critical condition. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The threat has lifted in Jefferson County, Colorado. Authorities say that the young woman who had threatened Columbine High School and other communities apparently killed herself. Schools were closed there as a precaution. Superintendent Jason Glass.
We're planning on returning to normal school operations tomorrow with heightened safety and security procedures and ongoing vigilance in the days to come.
On Wall Street, the Dow is down 3 points, the S&P 500 down 6, and the NASDAQ down 4 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Every hiring manager knows that a company is only as good as the people it's made from. So where do you find the best people? That may surprise you.
Meet the grads of life, young adults of unique determination and experience, an ideal fit for your company in an entry-level position, internship, or even mentorship. They might not have every qualification you typically look for, but they're exactly who your company needs.
This is talent worth knowing about.
Go to gradsoflife.org to learn how to find, cultivate, and train this great pool of untapped talent. Brought to you by the Ad Council and gradsoflife.org.
USA Radio Network's Tim Berg tells us one former independent counsel has advice for Attorney General William Barr on how to handle the release of the Mueller report.
Former independent counsel Ken Starr tells Fox News if he were Attorney General William Barr, he would stand outside the halls of Congress so he could answer any questions any congressman would have for him.
I've had no conversations with Bill Barr, whom I hold in very high regard, but I would just say this. I'm speaking as an alumnus twice of the Justice Department, including serving under Bill Barr. He's extraordinarily able and smart, so he doesn't need my advice. This would build, I think, public confidence in what he has done if he stands and explains it, rather than waiting for a congressional hearing, which will be a week or who knows how long.
And regarding Bill Barr's comments last week at a hearing regarding the Trump administration being spied upon, Starr says,
all fair-minded Americans should want to know everything. We should want to know everything we can in terms of the Mueller investigation. How did the whole special counsel investigation get started? And there are many questions that have been raised. And what Bill Barr said is, you know, there are concerns. He's not jumping to a conclusion. He's a very good lawyer. He's not jumping to a conclusion, but he said, we're going to look into it. And if Bill Barr is personally interested in this, believe me, very talented, honest lawyers, investigators in the Department of Justice are going to get to the bottom of this.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.